Recently I was studying something which we've heard a lot of during our time in this fellowship. We frequently hear the expression, Mr. Armstrong's spiritual legacy. Not everyone is thrilled by the idea of that, but it is what unites us. As a fellowship, we strive to maintain the understanding of God's inspired word, which we received as a result of Mr. Armstrong's ministry. Before I heard the teaching and the preaching, or read the writing of Mr. Armstrong, I grasped nothing of the truth. For a British person, I had a reasonable understanding of the Bible, an acquaintanceship with the Bible. Won a Church of England prayer book as a child because of my knowledge. does not improve my credentials in any way to this audience, I understand. But until Mr. Armstrong's teaching, I did not grasp the message. We have the teachings, the writing, the preaching, and the example of Mr. Armstrong. We follow customs, and this dangerous word, traditions, service formats, a modus operandi, to use a police forensic word, established and refined over Mr. Armstrong's 50 plus years of ministry. Not everything we follow is written in the Bible. But Mr. Armstrong was used to open the Word of God to us, and with what he established, ways of saying things, ways of describing things, the service format for Passover, that isn't contained word for word here. That was set out, arranged by Mr. Armstrong. The way the wedding service is conducted, and the way the funeral service is conducted. It is all based on God's word, but Mr. Armstrong has set the format. When people who claimed to be following in his footsteps changed the format, we did not originally grasp the fact that they had an agenda to change everything. We, after the church was shattered and we were scattered, we are all here united by the understanding we originally received through Mr. Armstrong. We do not worship Mr. Armstrong, as we are so often reminded by people, he was but a man. Just like Paul, Moses, Elijah, they were all but men. But God used these men mightily. And things, procedures, understandings that came through these men, who God inspired to teach us, we reject their wisdom at our peril. We do not put their teachings above the Bible, but we see it through. We understand the Bible through the understanding of these men. The way we interpret the spiritual law, the way our understanding is affected on smoking, makeup, these things are not clearly stated in the Bible. There are hints there, but the way we look at things, the way we approach things, came through Mr. Armstrong. Are we on such dangerous ground? Can I show from the Bible the wisdom of this? I think we can. If we look, please, at the testimony of a first century apostle, the Apostle Paul, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Paul says something here which is appropriate to this subject. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Wherefore, he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions that we have taught you, whether by word or our epistle. We know that we have to be wary about the traditions of men. We know how Christ warned about how certain Jewish traditions had made God's clear instruction of no effect. But there are ways of working, there are traditions which have come down to us from our years in the church, which stand us in good stead. They are habit forming, they are customs, they are beneficial, because they work with God's word. If God could open Mr. Armstrong's mind to understand and to expound the gospel and the Bible, the prophecies, is it so difficult to imagine that God inspired him in how best to do certain things? Do we reject everything that Mr. Armstrong did if we can't see exactly word for word in the Bible? Obviously, it mustn't contradict God's word. But I don't know anyone who's has proven that he has contradicted God's word. We look again at what Paul said, this time in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Paul speaking to the congregation, and this is something that Mr. Armstrong did use. Be you followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now, I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. My central reference shows that that word, ordinances, can be translated traditions. It's exactly the same Greek word. There's a cross-reference from the previous scripture pointing to this verse. Interestingly, in the same chapter, there's a sort of slightly different word, but it's interesting nevertheless. Look down at verse 16. But if any man seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. So it's interesting that we are united by following the way of life that was expounded to us through Mr. Armstrong. But Paul also mentions that there is not a custom of contention, an argumentative. We are here in unity to serve God together, as we were shown by Mr. Armstrong. Is that so difficult? As Paul said, be you followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Mr. Armstrong used that language. We do not blindly follow Mr. Armstrong. There is a track record we can draw on. There is a proof over all those years of his ministry. Let's look at Hebrews. Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, or we assume it's Paul. Chapter 13, verses 7 and 8. Remember them that have the rule over you. Oh, that's a difficult one. Remember those that have the rule over you. We don't like people ruling over us. Satan has really done a good number on us. We resent rule. Rules are for other people. Remember them that have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. Consider the end of their conduct. Well, this old King James Version uses conversation, but we understand that now as conduct. Or we could rephrase that, paraphrase that. By their fruit you shall know them. Mr. Armstrong is dead, but we have history, we have fruit of his example. And that rule, I don't underestimate the word rule, that is most appropriate, but again, using the central reference, that can also mean guide. The most important part, as I think Mr. Pippi mentioned the other day, of a minister's task is to be an example. But there has to be authority as well. What unites us, but also there has to be an authority to protect us so that a contentious person is not allowed to remain in our midst. Someone has to be able to say yes or no to protect us. Someone has to stand up to the wolves who will creep in unawares. So there has to be rule. But the aspect of guidance, of leadership, showing the way. Mr. Armstrong is dead, but we do have the example of how he led, and led us faithfully. We have the example of his conduct, how fruit was born of his ministry. It's not a blind following. We are following a way that worked. We're following traditions and customs that benefited us, brought us together in the first place, opened God's word and understanding to us. You know, for us, it started off with America and Britain in prophecy, which showed the complete relevance of who we are. This book was an interesting history book to me before I read Mr. Armstrong's prophecy for the British and American peoples. It meant this book lives. It's for the future. It's for now. It's forever. And of course, Mr. Armstrong's last major work, Mystery of the Ages, which actually brought together everything in an understandable plan. It sounded so grandiose, such a huge claim when he said it's an important book. But we know after over 20 years, it was and is an important book. It was not a huge unbased claim that he made. It has been an incredibly important book to our ability to understand how God is working, giving us the hope. We don't have heroes now within the church. There are men who will set themselves up as leaders, who will make enormous claims of being prophets, apostles. Mr. Armstrong was the one who fulfilled that role. We don't look for another one. The gospel has been preached to the world. I'm sure there is still a work to be done of warning, a watchman message. I don't know how that will be done. But it's not the same as it was. Mr. Armstrong fulfilled that. We have Mr. Armstrong's example, and we need to have the courage to stick to the traditions that stood us in good stead. Unashamedly stick to them. Not traditions of men, but what built up over those 50 years of a faithful ministry, which kept us united, working together in a true understanding of God's word and the message. Let's follow what Mr. Armstrong established. Let's not be ashamed of the customs, the traditions, the way of doing things that he left us. It will stand us in very good stead.